Do you want to take your shirt off, or how do you want to do this?
No.
Your shirt. Okay.
I've been working out.
Because,
but
yeah, I know, because we want everybody to feel free.
That might not be appropriate for my position today. I have some things I'm trying to accomplish.
In a world where vulnerable considered weak, come and remove the veil from entertainment's elite. It's the difference between what is real and what the public sees. So here's your favorite celebrities behind the scenes. It's refreshing, authentic, the whole story, specific. Life-altering events that shape the person that you hear. We got a champion and carry champion. Hey girl, you did it. It's the greatest in sports and entertainment. Connected with us.
Hey, everybody, welcome to another edition of, or episode, if you will, of Naked with Carrie Champion. And I'm still getting emails like, okay, so Naked, are you dressed? Yes, pervert. However, today, I'm brassiereless. That's professional for no bra. But that helps me relax. That helps me get into the moment where I can talk to you guys the way in which I choose to talk to you. And that's just from a very naked, honest, vulnerable place. That's what this podcast is all about. Today's guest, is a favorite. Fan favorite. Well, I'm the fan, and he's a favorite. Rich Paul. Super duper agent, Rich Paul. And if you don't know who he is, Google. I'm pretty sure you do, though. Here's the thing. People often say, how are you so successful? How have you been able to maintain? Smart, yes. You got to be smart. You got to be street smart. You got to be book smart. You have to be intelligent. You have to be savvy. You have to be polished. All of those things determine where you will land and how long you will last and if you have staying power. But one of the things we don't ever mention, it's not a popular word, if you will, is wisdom. Very few people are wise. And quite frankly, those who claim to be wise annoy the hell out of me. We know you wise. You ain't got to tell us. Wisdom is knowing not to say you're wise. One of my dearest friends, you guys know her, Jamel Hill. She's so wise. Refuses to say it. She's comfortable with, you know, the adjectives, you know, hood, gelato, ghetto. My other elegant hood lady. You know, Detroit born, like she likes all of those things. But when you call her wise, when you give her too much attention, it makes her uncomfortable. But I'll share a story with you. I'm a big believer in having a mentor-mentee relationship. And it's so weird that I'm even describing her as a mentor of mine. But the reason why I consider her a mentor in so many ways is because she's wise. She knows how to give information, to hold back information, to receive information. She knows when to share and not to share. Not always, but most times. But she knows how to take the emotion out of a situation and give you some real true survival tools. Those tools paid dividends for me while I was at ESPN. Which leads me to our guest, Rich Paul. I have been told over and over again about Rich Paul and who he is and how he's made it and what made him get here. He hears the noise too, all right? He hears what people say. So by way of background, Rich Paul, Maverick Carter, LeBron James. Best friends. There's a couple of more people in the crew, but best friends. Young black kids from Akron, Ohio, who decided to take a dream and make it a true reality. But not only did they make it a reality, in my opinion, they literally moved the needle. How do you do that? You're wise. I can give, and I use my example with my foundation, Brown Girls Dream. I have a foundation where I literally mentor young girls and I let them in my life and I give them access. I give them keys to the castle. And by that, I give them access to whomever they want to talk to and whoever they could or possibly could not work for. I give them access to people who are in their people they would never meet in their wildest dreams. Not a brag, just like you deserve to be pushed to the front of the line because you have it. And you will be overlooked in society because of what you look like, but you have it. Now, what they do with that opportunity that I give them is up to them. I can bring them in and put them on my platform, But then I'm going to give you the introduction, the opportunity. What shall you do with it? What Rich Paul has done with it, and that is that opportunity that he was given by being LeBron's best friend, unheard of. He's no longer LeBron's best friend. He's Rich Paul, super duper agent. He's LeBron's agent too. Now people will be like, well, that's because he's just LeBron's agent. Who cares? That's a big, wonderful accomplishment. Like, come on. Being LeBron's agent is a big deal. I was trying to rep him, but he didn't want me to rep him. But what you do with the keys to the castle, what you do with your access really defines whom you will be. Clutch Sports has become a major player in sports. That's his agency. That's Rich Paul's agency. He represents so many great people. Gosh, where do I begin? Draymond Green, Anthony Davis. The list goes on and on. Miles Bridges. The list goes on and on. He has a bevy of wonderful clients. But they're not just with him because of who he knows. They're with him because of who he is. And that wisdom, it's invaluable. You know why it's invaluable? Because wisdom will have a friend like Jemele Hill tell me, listen, homegirl, you a star. You don't let anybody in this world tell you you don't matter. And this is how you win. Literally writing out a brown print. I call it not a blueprint, but a brown print of how I am able to push forward and succeed. Here are the tools. This is what you do. Here are the keys. I'm going to let you drive my brand new Lamborghini. Don't wreck it. Just get it home safely. And if you want to take it out and do some other things, you can do that too. That's on you. But here are the keys. Whoa. Whoa. Y'all sit back and relax. I'm about to give y'all some keys. And what I mean by that is some wisdom. Rich Paul is so wise, and he don't even really know it, or he doesn't even like to talk about it. He knows he's wise, but he don't like to talk about it, much like my homegirl, Jay. Jay's like, I don't want to hear that. I can tell you about my liver and how much alcohol I've been drinking, but I definitely don't want to hear about how wise I am, because she's humble, as is Rich. About all of his accomplishments, you will hear. So you guys might be thinking, what's the difference between being wise and not wise? Here's an example. My homeboy, Paul Pierce. God, I love you. If you're listening, Paul, I love you, but you are not wise. Y'all saw what Paul did? It's okay to go on IG live and, you know, show someone massaging said shoulders, his shoulders and stuff. There's nothing wrong with that. It's not okay to show the ladies dancing when you work for an entity, because you are a representative of an entity. I mean, I think it would have been okay for him to be a little tipsy too. We've all been tipsy on IG. I know I have. So that is not wise. Okay. Wise is realizing that you are of a generation that didn't grow up broadcasting every single moment of your life. So you don't have to broadcast now as an adult. You hear what I'm saying? Y'all folks that are late 30s and 40s, y'all got to put everything on IG. Y'all do know that, right? Because you didn't grow up doing that. There's no excuse for these kids nowadays, but you didn't grow up doing that. So why you got to put everything on IG now? Do you know how hard I'd like to flex on IG? All my hoes and how I'm living, and how I'm flashy, and how I got this and how I got that. I would love to, but everything ain't for IG. I don't even feel comfortable giving it to you on the gram. That is not wise. Wise is Derek Jackson, the self-love ambassador who got caught cheating and then sat his wife promptly down next to him to say, oh, okay, babe, let's talk about this, you know, and try to flip the script. Wise is him realizing that was a bad move. Why drag your wife into that? Why? Why have her be subjected to all the social media nonsense and hatred and ridicule and complaints? Why? Go sit down somewhere, say I'm sorry, and be quiet. He has... As of late, as I tape this podcast, he has been quiet. Stay quiet. Be wise. You got the keys to the castle and you wrecked it. Be wise, my man. Whew. Wise is me saying to myself, Carrie, there is a reason why you end up in certain situations and you repeat yourself. And you consistently find yourself fighting yourself. You don't always have to be in charge. You don't always have to be impatient. You don't always have to have the last word. You don't always have to sit and brood and think yourself into an attitude when you don't get your way. Whoa. Ooh, Father. That was release right there, because that was real. I digress. Y'all ready? I'm ready. Let's welcome super duper agent, I termed him that, Rich Paul, to Naked.
I've kind of always been that motivator to the group and to, you know, young men and women, friends in school. You know, I always try to treat people a certain way, you know, laugh and joke and be inclusive, even for those that didn't have when I may have looked to have had much. So it varies, you know, it's layers to it. But I'm appreciative of what people think of me and in terms of my character. That's important to me.
At 39 years old, Rich Paul is president and founder of Clutch Sports Agency. Again, president and founder. Now, by way of background, Paul was about maybe 10 years old when he went to go live with his grandmother after his father passed away. Now, he says that made him be forced to, at the time, watch television shows like Larry King and the News. But I think ultimately, as we can see, it did help him. But it gave him a sense of maturity and responsibility. And that is key here, because by the time he was 19, he purchased his first home. Think about that. At 19, I was just trying to go to the club. I was trying to get a fake ID. I wasn't thinking about buying a home. Fast forward to today, he runs one of the most powerful sports agencies. And what I mean by that is he really, truly determines who's on that court for some of your favorite teams. Fair or unfair, he is a major player in the sports industry.
I don't think that there's a specific blueprint for it. I think you just, number one, you have to believe in yourself and believe in what you think is the right thing to do. That's where I started. That was my starting point. I believe I can be who I am. I believe that how I view the athlete and the things that needed to be done and in what fashion was coming from a great place. I saw examples of guys who were treated different and I didn't feel good about it. I saw examples of guys that were told this was the best decision or this was the only decision to be made when it really wasn't. And I didn't feel good about that. And, you know, when you're in a position to where you can't really do anything about it, it's and you actually care, it's not just about a paycheck. Eventually, it's going to cause you to persevere towards what your passion really is and what's really important to you and have impact there. And so that was the starting point for me.
You see, Rich grew up in a household where details were very important. He says his mom used to always tell him, "I don't care if we live in a cardboard box, make sure it's clean." And of course, his mother got that from her mother, his grandmother. It's interesting when you think about why he's so good at what he does. I believe that it's just simple home training. Simple home training provides a skill set that most quote unquote traditional agents don't have. And I think you know what I mean. It's attention to detail. It's attention to everything that matters. Make sure all your I's are dotted and your T's are crossed, but in a way that holds you accountable. It's interesting because I think that skill set sets him apart when he walks in a room, when he wants to make a deal, when he wants to decide who, in fact, he will try to recruit. All of these things come into play as he tries to tell us about his childhood growing up with his grandmother.
I used to watch my grandmother, and she ran the house like you would run a corporation. And I'm 10 years old living with people 70 plus, and I'm watching Larry King Live, you know, May Rest in Peace and Meet the Press and all these type of, as a kid, you know, I'm 10 years old, but I'm watching my grandmother do these things very, very, very detail oriented. It's the first time I ever seen my underwear be ironed and folded a specific way. Like, this was every day, but this wasn't like, this was every day. But prior to that, you know, I had lived with my other grandmother and we moved around and so Never had an alarm clock on. I never had an alarm. I don't use an alarm clock to this day. I never use an alarm clock. Don't need it. It was just, you know, creating those habits, and you learn that over time. So a lot of things shape you. And I try to have these conversations amongst us young men who go and have families, and nobody's perfect, by the way. I'm not perfect. Nobody's perfect. There's a lot of things that I can work on personally myself. I'm trying to do that every day and get better.
Back in a moment with more from Rich Paul.
Every champion and carry champions to be a champion, a champion and carry champion and carry champion, a champion and carry champion and carry champion. Greatest, greatest in sports and entertainment, connected with.
Hey everybody, Naked is back. We got Rich Paul. Enjoy the second half. If you ask me, Rich Paul was destined for this. It makes perfect sense, right? Because what he's telling us is that he had the respect of the old, but he also had the love of the new. He was the middle child. Shout out to J. Cole. He was the middle child that could speak the language of one, but understand the language of the other. And he was able to communicate the two. But more importantly, once you have their ear, once you can speak their language, how do you move forward? How do you make a difference? He so eloquently explains that today's athlete is so much different than the athlete of yesteryear. Michael Jordan's not walking through that door. Kobe Bryant, may he rest in peace, is not walking through that door. AI is not walking through that door. Kevin Garnett, not walking through that door. Today's athlete is a different athlete.
I had the privilege of being with yesterday's stars. Yesterday's stars of the game respected me to the utmost prior to me being in this position. You know, when Rip Hamilton was in Washington or Detroit, I went to his house, had dinner. By the way, I can go to his house and he don't even have to be there. The same way was for an AI, or as much as people saw KG as this person that didn't speak to people or whatever, always had words of encouragement for me and respect. And the list goes on and on and on. Gilbert Arenas would come to Mav and I apartment as soon as he got off the plane. You know, it was just like BD. It was just pretty much every single player. And I paid attention. I paid attention to people around them. We did at a very early age. We were obviously hanging out with guys like Jay-Z and Steve Stout. And, you know, just had an opportunity to be, you know, Michael's gym when we were young, very young. And so being able to blend those generations, I believe, is an unbelievable asset for me, because I got to see the old and the new. And here we are. Here I am sitting in the middle of it. The athlete of yesterday and the athlete of today think two different ways. They view the Black face a different way. Today, they're more open-minded to a possibility of giving an opportunity. Whereas of yesterday, there wasn't even a conversation about it, because if you didn't, again, going back to the rule, right? If you wasn't a lawyer, if you didn't have a college degree, that was used against you to discourage a position.
The rule that Rich Paul is talking about is called the Rich Paul rule. We'll get to that in a moment, but let me give you background. Obviously, Rich Paul interned for a little while with CAA, also working with them. His internship for me was just a formality. He was learning the game. He was figuring out what he was going to do, but do it better. He ultimately, in 2012, started Clutch Sports. We all know. That's why we're talking to him now. And then from that moment on, took off. Clutch Sports began to represent the big names that I talked about, the Draymond Greens, the Anthony Davis, the John Walls, really huge power players. However, some folks got annoyed, and by some folks, I mean the NCAA. So in August of 2019, the NCAA changed the rules for agents. It said all agents had to have a college degree. That was what Rich was just talking about. So wait a minute, let me get this right. The NCAA has been around for how long? And then they just now decide agents need a college degree? Bullshit. I'm calling bullshit on a corrupt agency. Why in the world do you think they implemented what we call in sports media the Rich Paul rule? Well, Rich was running game. He became powerful. Go ahead, start your little agency in 2012, but then hold on, turn around. Oh, you're actually making waves. You're making influential decisions. You're stopping trades. You're making trades happen. You are a player in this game. How do we get rid of them? Okay. All agents need a college degree now, so otherwise they can't talk to college players. What? They can't talk to certain players until they graduate or until they, wait, what? What are all these asterisks that you're adding? Well, simply said, it was the Rich Paul rule. Rich was changing the game, and the only way they could stop him, or at least try to stop him, was say that all agents needed a college degree. That all changed, and that is fine. But it's interesting because that, I believe, is when he knew he made it.
But the reality of it is this, and I said this before, it's just about the discouragement. It's about the discouragement. People want to discourage you due to their lack of confidence and positioning. And you know how hard it is for somebody to say, especially in our space, how was your day today? Is there anything I can do for you? That's a nice shirt. I'm happy for you. And by the way, this is me telling you this is me working on me. This is me working on me. But why would I give my energy to that when I'm a Black man on the board of UTA? Let's talk about that. Let's talk about what that means to a kid coming up behind me and breaking down those barriers. It's not fake. It's not just something to be done. A voting member. You get what I'm saying? From sugar water, mayonnaise sandwiches, transfers on the RTA, which is, that's our transit system in Cleveland. You get a transfer, you don't have to pay to get on the bus. But from that to being on the board of this establishment called United Talent Agency.
Wow. United Talent Agency is one of three largest entertainment agencies in North America. If you're in this business or you know anything about this business, him being on the board is a big deal. And I don't mind him talking to you right now because it is important to understand what's happening here. The NCAA in 2019 created this Rich Paul rule, which they eventually got rid of because they knew they wasn't nothing for trying to stop Rich Paul from trying to make changes. But what he decided to do was press forward, which is what we all should do. Make a difference. See change. Do things differently. And not only is he like, I'm still getting my money and taking over this NBA and eventually football and eventually every other sport if need be, right? What he's doing is saying, I am in a position to own the table. Being on the board of a huge, huge corporation determines how decisions are made, how people are seen, how you are hearing different voices in your environment and how invaluable those voices are. To me, that is a huge deal, which is why he mentions it. And you have to talk about it. A kid from Ohio, sugar water sandwiches, sugar water mayonnaise sandwiches, and taking the RTA, RTD for me, it's a big deal. He's pretty lucky, right?
Jay-Z has a record called Lucky Me. And the hook is extremely powerful. I was told since I was 4 years old, everything that glitters not gold. But now that I've arrived, I see those truths unfold, close my eyes in the world so cold. That's one aspect. But then the third verse is where he really, really, and this is what hit home to me. In Cleveland, Ohio, in the Glenville community where this happens and it's at its height all day, every day, rain, sleet, hail, or snow. And I won't use the actual words, but he say, you know, people see me in the streets and pretend to be friendly. But I know any type of success breeds envy. I know in the back of your mind, you're conjuring ways to hem me, leave my friends in the circle pouring out Henny. But Jesus is heaven bound. So how am I going to receive anything y'all pour to the ground next time? Throw it up. Because ain't nothing changed. Because even in my afterlife, I sew it up. Don't grieve for me. Those words to come throughout a speaker, when you're in those trenches, it just hits different.
So Rich says it just hits different when you're in the trenches, that song specifically. It's also why Rich's autobiography is appropriately titled Lucky Me. Lucky Me, obviously a Jay-Z song, but also being published by Jay-Z's new company, Rocklit 101. It's all one big family. I take a moment here to say that to celebrate these Black men for doing something amazing. It's interesting how we often forget that they came from the streets. They came from nothing. And when they do make it, they go out of their way to keep that hustler's mentality. It's easy to relax. It's easy to get comfortable when people know who you are and your name is being associated with the greats. But for them, and more specifically for Rich, it really has a lot to do with why he named his company Clutch Sports Group. Take a listen.
Clutch is an acronym. Knowledge, longevity, understanding, trust, commitment or communication, and honesty. I was riding on I-90, 90 East, going home one day in Cleveland when I was deciding to start the company and thinking about a name. And I thought about something that aligned with sport and also something you had to be in life. And I always think about these things anyway. And you had to be clutch in both. There's clutch moments. There's a clutch gene. And you don't just need it on the court or on the field. You need the clutch gene in life as well. And so that's why it was named.
So I may be biased, but I do believe that the greatest moment in Clutch Sports history was on July 1st, 2018, other than when they actually created the company. But do you guys remember that one sentence press release from Clutch Sports Group? Essentially, LeBron James has agreed to a 4-year, $154 million contract with the Los Angeles Lakers. Done. No more. No fuss. That's all you get. I'm not giving you no more. No nothing. And I'm like, yo, Rich, I mean, y'all just going to drop a one sentence press release and not respond to any media requests? Why is that?
I think less is more. You know, obviously we did the decision and then we did the, you know, the return home, the letter. And so in this case, you know, less was more. And it's very matter of fact. And it was really fun because obviously, you know, you grew up here, you grew up in LA, and it's gonna hit different for you anyway. But look, you know, coming there, LeBron was really passionate about his conversations and the conversation he had with Magic and the conversation that he had with Jeannie at such time, and just letting her know, like, look, I'm committed, and the ultimate goal was to bring a championship back to what I believe is one of the best franchises our league has ever known. Obviously, how Dr. Buss carried it and how Jeannie has carried it since her takeover of the organization or whatnot. But you know, those are really cool moments.
So Rich has a lot of those cool moments, as he describes, right? I'm a bit of a fan. I'm like, a cool moment is a little more than a cool moment, but I'll let you have it, Rich. But it's full circle. This entire experience is full circle. He describes a time when the OGs like Kobe, may he rest in peace, KG, AI, were all giving him words of encouragement, giving him wisdom, giving him game. And here he is now doing the exact same thing. He said he learned that that would be the key to any type of success or peace. And you want to have both, don't you? Which is why he is so honest with all of his players.
It has to be real. If you look at all the guys, Anthony, Draymond, DeJounte, Darius, you know, both Darius, you know. I mean, the list goes on, the guys that we represent. In most cases, 98% of the time, we do have a common ground. It's respect. We value one another. We hold one another accountable. There's no yes environment. You know, I don't ever feel with anyone that we represent that I have to lie to them about anything. And we know that has not been the case previous years and current. Because in most cases, if I don't tell you what you want to hear in my position, now I'm walking on eggshells. I don't walk on eggshells. And by the way, players I don't rep, I shoot it straight. Because that's the only thing I know.
I think Rich Paul's greatest quality and his naked quality is that he's wise. And I think he learned that from his grandmother. He talks about being a 10-year-old living with his grandmother. Imagine all of the free jewelry she was giving out, just dropping gems day in and day out. It's whether or not he received it. Clearly, it landed on fertile soil. So for that, I say respect. We all know a lot. We all can read. We can all find out information. We can talk to our mentors. We can get whatever information we need. Now, it's what we do with that information. And that's why I applaud Rich Paul. He was selling jerseys, authentic jerseys, in 2003. And he was making a lot of money. Until a kid by the name of LeBron James said, come work in my inner circle because I think I need you. I can trust you. And next thing you know, fast forward to 2021, he couldn't have envisioned this. No one could. But what he did know and what he relied on was wisdom. Someone just asked me, what is, and this is pretty funny, what is the definition of wisdom? And it could be, for me, many things. But the quality of having experience, knowledge, and good judgment, the quality of being wise, the soundness of an action or a decision with regard to the application of experience, knowledge, and good judgment. In short, what the hell you learned today? I hope you learned something. Thank you for listening to this edition of Naked with Carrie Champion.